This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
We're on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is celebrating with a huge odds boost for new customers. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, you can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and get $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and get 50-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Oh, yes, that's your answer. That's your answer to everything.
Tattoo it on your forehead. Your revolution is over, Mr. Lebowski. Condolences. The bomb's lost. My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir. The bombs will always lose. Do you hear me, Lebowski?
Overtime Hour 2. Getting started live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys. Going up until 8 p.m. as always.
We're hanging out. We're having a good time. Taking it easy. Just having a nice and easy good time. You know? It's Dose. It's Hour 2.
It is Hour 2. Shut up.
You almost died.
Yeah, I thought I was dying for a second.
You almost died right there on air.
I was dying for a second.
And you told me to filibuster while you died.
It's the only thing you can do for me, man.
What do I do? What happens one day if you do just fall out? I can't filibuster. I've got to get up over there.
I'm going to make a promise to you right now. You make a promise to me right now. If either one of us dies in this studio.
Yeah.
You finish the segment. You get to the closest 15, 30, 45, whatever.
Right. And then you get out, get the ads in.
Get it plugged up, and then you can worry about me. But right. Get the segment in. There's no reason to punish the listeners for my poor health. You know
that
what I mean?
It is true.
They didn't do this to me.
I'll do CPR once we get, once we get to a break.
If there's dead air, stop the CPR. You know what I mean? Go click another 30.
I'll at least do it in a weird way where I can do CPR and still talk into your mic.
Yeah.
You know?
That wouldn't be bad.
Keep the show going, between, I'm certified, so you'd have a shot.
I'm certified. Certified real freak 7 days a week.
Okay. Is that a line from your wife?
I believe it might be
your
Megan.
Your future wife? Oh, is that Megan?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's my future ex-wife. Cardi B's my
future
wife.
Ex-wife? Okay. All right. You're marrying her first.
Marry Megan, divorce her once I
understand
meet
that that's not what you want, and then you get with Cardi. And you're like, yeah, it is.
Megan's too tall for me.
Yeah, she is 6'4".
Yeah, she's my height.
She's a tall person.
I don't want to look my wife in the eyes. You know what I mean? I look down upon women.
Really? It wouldn't hurt my feelings. if a 6'4" woman wanted to be my wife, I'd be like, okay, cool. Be fine.
I couldn't do it.
Kids are going to the league. You know?
No, because your genetics,
unless you wanted to
hook up with another guy.
Nah, every guy I know
I want D1 babies.
Every guy I know growing up with a tall mom. That dude was tall.
Yeah.
That's the science.
Yeah.
That's how it works. It doesn't even matter if the dad was short. And that happened a couple times. Tall kid.
I trust you.
I'm a scientist, pretty much. I've seen the results. I'm a results-based scientist. You know?
I do not, but
I didn't pay attention the day we did the Punnett squares. So I just go off of gut, mostly.
Yeah, you know what a Punnett square is.
I do know what that is, huh?
There's some playoff games on this weekend, I guess.
Yeah, they're all pretty stellar. Gonna be pretty sick.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid. I'm not ashamed to admit it. But I have some slight nerves about Sunday. You know, once you get to the divisional round, you know, whatever, what have you. Each game is a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, starting to get towards the end of the season, it makes me a little sad. Makes me a bit of, you know, a bit bummed.
Yeah, I've already, like, I wrote off the season 5 different times this season.
A lot of times.
So I'm good. You know what I mean? No matter what happens, I'm okay.
See, I went into this
year. Would love to win a Super Bowl, though.
I went into this year with the expectation of going to the Super Bowl. So if to lose on Sunday, I'm still pretty sad.
You should know, though. You saw the beginning of the season.
Yeah, but even then, like, I wasn't, you know, completely.
The panic button was out.
I was in the room. No. I think I was in the room.
You had lifted. I remember you had opened the glass case.
I did open the glass case, but I didn't push it.
Yeah, but the panic button was out.
It was out. Sure, it was out, I guess.
You can't disagree with that.
I guess it was out, yeah, sure. if we're calling that out, then I guess the panic button was out. But it was never.
What do you define as out?
In my mind, I forgot we went with the room scenario. I forgot.
What's this? No, it's you.
I thought that you had forgotten the room. See, when I think the panic button is out, I think of it as it's in my desk, and I've pulled out the panic button, set it on the counter. That's much more than opening the glass case. That's a different entirely.
Well, no, because you had to unlock the door, open the door, walk into the closet, grab the panic button, lay it on the desk, then open the case.
In my brain, it was on the wall the whole time. So I only touched the panic button once.
It's a fire alarm.
And it was on the far side of the room, so I had to inch my way there. It took a long time. Okay. No, never pushed it. So,
out of the...
So to lose this Sunday, I would be pretty sad.
Yeah. Out of the 8 quarterbacks in the playoffs still, only 2 of them were not first-round picks. Who were those 2 quarterbacks?
Garoppolo.
Well, you got the hard one.
And, well, who's left?
Think about the teams that are in.
Yeah.
Think about the most notorious non-first-round pick at quarterback.
Most notorious non-first-round pick? I thought we spoke earlier that this guy was a first-round pick.
No. You're thinking of Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
Think of anybody else.
Why am I blanking on the rest of the other NFC game? Oh, is it, no.
I'm just going to let you stew in this.
Who's not a first-round draft pick at quarterback?
Jimmy Garoppolo was teammates with this guy for a little bit.
Oh, Tom Brady's still in the playoffs. Duh. Okay. I forgot. For some reason, my brain forgot the Bucs existed.
I was not expecting you to get it to Jimmy G first. Then not be able to get Tom Brady.
God. Well, it's one of those. I guess my brain was like, Tom's in there.
2.
But I didn't even think about him.
2 quarterbacks playing this weekend were number 1 picks. Who were they?
Playing this coming weekend?
Yes. 2 quarterbacks in the playoffs playing this weekend were number 1 picks. Who were those 2 number 1 picks?
That's Aaron Rodgers.
Incorrect.
Number 1?
1 overall. 1-1. There's 2 of them.
Tannehill wasn't 1-1.
Aaron Rodgers was round 1, pick
24.
Joe Burrow. You just forgot about this game just a second ago.
Yeah, it's Stafford.
It is Matthew Stafford.
It's Matthew Stafford. Okay, all right.
Just want to make you feel stupid for a little bit.
Yeah, it's mean you asked me a question about the game you knew I was kind of forgetting existed.
How was I supposed to know that?
I don't know. Okay. I'm the main character here, Will. All right. It's what I was thinking.
It's the second closest spread. The two good games marks are on Sunday, I mean.
Yeah.
But Titans are -3.5.
There's not going to be a single bad game out of this bunch.
I'm knocking on wood.
I think we got the blowouts out of the way, people. I'm knocking on wood as well. But, I mean, come on. Look at these. Look at it on paper.
Not a single team with a losing record, not a single team close to .500, all teams above.
These are the heavy hitters.
This is the good games.
You're down to the nitty gritty, people. And Titans fans, you know, it's how did the playoffs go? I'm not even trolling. Did you guys go to the playoffs last year?
Yeah. We've been in
who'd
the playoffs
you lose
like
to?
3 straight years.
I know.
Baltimore.
Okay, that is
divisional
right.
Round.
That is right. So, you know, you're starting to see some sustained success. Another chance to go to an AFC Championship game. I'm excited for the people around here. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. It's gonna be great football games. I'm in a happy mood. This is my good time of the year.
You sound so condescending.
Do I really?
I hate you.
I'm being honest. It's pretty cool. It's good for the state of Tennessee.
Yeah.
It is. I hope the Chiefs and the Titans play in the AFC Championship game. And I also hope.
God, I hope that doesn't happen.
You don't want that to happen?
I'd rather lose.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I hate that. I hate you so much when it's...
Yeah, but the Titans beat the Chiefs in the playoffs.
Yeah, and we also beat them this year, but you're still the most annoying human being ever.
Really? You wouldn't even like an AFC Championship win against me?
No. Oh, I'd love that.
I know.
I'd love that.
You won't...
But I would love that close to the same amount of hate I would have for that whole entire week leading up to it.
Really?
Because, and I mean this with
all... I keep it respectful towards you.
All due respect, the most respect I can give you. You are by far the most annoying person when it comes to their teams.
Big hater energy.
You're just annoying. You know? You just suck.
I've not even been that loud about it this
year. Yeah, because y'all were terrible this year.
We were the 2 seed.
Yeah, after sucking for the majority of the year.
We had to lose the game. We had to, like, without us.
Suck.
Without us, there is no you.
Really?
You know?
Really, you think that?
Yeah, we gave you a win and gave you a loss on the back end.
We beat the snot out
you. We weren't even trying at that point.
He kicked you in the butt.
We didn't even try to play football yet.
Titans have beat, out of all the teams that are left in the playoffs, out of the ones they've played, they have beat every one of these teams.
Yeah.
That being the Rams, the 49ers, the Chiefs, and the Bills.
Yeah. Be a real shame if the Bengals beat you, though. You know? Derrick Henry coming
back. Not really.
Back.
You got the spin. Derrick Henry came back. He's injured. You know what I mean? We're good.
Okay.
I am so okay if whatever happens this weekend. I am a very at peace individual now. I just hate you.
I'll be in pain if we lose. I'll let you know.
I can't wait.
I'll be honest with you.
I think the Bills are going to win. I really do.
They were stellar.
Favorite Kansas City is right now. I think that's mainly just the home field.
I mean, they were stellar on Saturday. Their defense was perfect.
I just worry that maybe they played too good.
It's a possibility.
That could have been their Super Bowl big game against the Patriots.
Run game was just, I mean, even more high powered than normal. They were just doing whatever they wanted. I hope our defense is,
you know what's
able
crazy,
to put up any resistance to them.
Looking at the quarterbacks for this weekend,
yeah,
Tom Brady by far has the most yards and touchdowns out of anybody. It's crazy to look at.
How many attempts does he have?
719. So a good amount.
Yeah.
But Mahomes has 658, so not too far behind. Still almost 100 behind. But
yeah,
he was throwing the ball a lot. But he also has 5,316 yards and 43 touchdowns.
Yeah, Tom will, you know, he'll boost those stats up. He makes sure, you know, audible into, you know, it's late game. You're supposed to be running the ball, but, you know, so they're in run. You know, he pads those stats. Mm-hmm. He does it every game. You know, he's the Russell Westbrook of the NFL. I'll say that.
It's crazy. It's going to be 60 degrees in Tampa Bay, but then 12 degrees. And I guess that's just how weather works. I guess
it's
that's
weather,
not that crazy.
North, south.
I guess
the whole deal.
I thought that through as I was saying it.
Because
that's still just, they're right next to each
so
other
like
on my screen.
Florida?
So one says 60 and one says 12, and that don't make sense.
Yeah. If I played in Green Bay or something like that, I wouldn't want home field advantage to be real.
No, I'd lose at the end of the season on purpose.
Be like, hey, coach.
Please do not give me the one
coach,
seed.
Coach, let's let Tampa have that one seed. I was just thinking it through. We could play in, you know, normal temperatures. You know, everything wouldn't hurt.
I would love to play in a dome. I think that would be nice.
Yeah, they've been trying to build a dome in Green Bay for a long time, but that structure, like the foundation of Lambeau Field, is still like the original, and it's so old that really any renovations, you're just kind of, and even what they've already done, it's kind of, they've just built a stadium over top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then to build the dome, I think you'd have to destroy it. That's why people don't want to do that. I'd have had the dome built.
It's hard to get anything done with that many owners.
It's also
true. You
can
never get people to agree
on
anything.
It's also true. And, I mean, Green Bay is not, you know.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Little distraction. Still football, but just getting off topic just for a second.
That's fine.
Houston Texans just interviewing anybody and everybody for their head coaching position. They interviewed Hines Ward earlier this week, and now they interviewed
Hines Ward?
Yeah.
Okay.
That could have been someone else, but someone NFL team
that's an out there.
Hines Ward.
He's not coached anything,
you ready
has
for
he?
A different one?
Sure.
Houston Texans have completed an interview with none other than Josh McCown.
Josh McCown?
Yeah.
At least that makes some, you know, that like
what's the difference?
I thought it was always talked about Josh McCown wanted to coach, right?
I guess.
Is that not a thing?
I didn't know that.
I don't think he gets the job. He spent a lot of time on sidelines.
Yeah, yeah.
Clipboard guy.
I don't think he likes like having to use those like tablets and stuff because you get on a tablet and all of a sudden you think you're getting on a plane to Detroit. And all of a sudden you end up in Omaha. You know what I mean?
And you're like, where How am did I? Get here? How did I get here? Yeah.
Dude, where's my car?
Yeah. You got to keep him away from those little Surface tablets. Anyways, that's good for him. They are hiring. They're interviewing
everybody.
Hold
on, let me go see their tweets. I guarantee you a lot of their tweets are just who they interviewed. Oh,
can't
they're
be
posting
good.
Highlight tweets. That's weird.
Not a lot of highlights to tweet.
No, not
for
really.
For the old Houston Texans, it's probably just one tweet, right?
It's a lot of them, just the same play over and over.
Okay. Makes sense. I applied for the Houston Texans coaching job.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You think you're going to get it?
I don't know. I lowballed them pretty hard. I just asked for like $50,000.
Yeah, they interviewed Hines Ward, I believe.
I think with what they got going on, I could, you know, I could give them something.
Yeah, they interviewed Hines Ward and Joe Lombardi on the same day, January 15th.
Okay.
Also, Brian Flores they interviewed.
Hey, that would be a good hire.
Miami. That would be a,
that'd
good,
be a good hire. I mean, that's probably who they might end up hiring.
It's still crazy.
Tough for Flores to go from Miami to Houston, though.
Yeah,
how
it's
is not
that?
A, I mean, it's kind of straight across.
Parallel, I guess, yeah,
not a good place. You know, you've not really had a good.
But no matter
to start
where
on.
You get if you're getting hired somewhere, it's usually
sure.
It's usually not a great place.
Sure.
Like the Giants.
Andy Reid got a little lucky. We'd actually built it up a little bit with like 1 year of an interim, and it got somewhat better. Sometimes you get lucky.
This is true.
Brian Flores does not.
No,
does not. Most coaches, I would say, don't get lucky.
He also hasn't been that phenomenal. Like he was pretty solid.
He beat
like,
a bunch of teams that are bad.
Say, all of their wins this year were over like
sure.
teams without any wins except for the Ravens, who didn't make the playoffs. They didn't beat a single playoff team. No,
yeah,
I take that back.
But,
they swept the Patriots. They swept the Patriots, who got blown out in the first round of the playoffs.
Right. Yeah, I'm not on the Flores train. But,
not
I mean, he was
all
right.
Choo-choo.
He was okay. You know, he was an all right football coach. He would probably be, he would benefit from a decent quarterback if he could ever find one.
Tua wasn't terrible this year.
He was okay.
Good.
He was all right. There's a lot of all right quarterbacks, though.
This is true. This is true.
You got to go find your guy. You got to go get your Ryan Tannehill.
Sometimes it's all you need, baby.
Sometimes that's all you need is just a Tana thrill to hit his layups.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
A king and a thrill.
Okay.
Thrill king.
The thrill king. All right. How'd you feel about the Titans waiting until exactly 4 o'clock to activate him?
I was mad.
What if they messed up and didn't act?
I wanted them to. Oh, does he have to be activated before the game?
I think it's 4 o'clock. The day before.
I was still hoping that he would just.
I believe off of IR, and I thought it would have been funny if it was like 4:01, and they're like, "Hey, the pages. Hey, no, they're calling in. They're like, no, the page is refreshing, but we're
he's stuck in Broadway traffic again.
Yeah, like no, we're trying to take Derrick Henry off IR, and they're like, "Well, sorry, sir, it's 4:00. It's 4:01. You're gonna have to." Gonna have to miss
it's
him
like
for that first
McDonald's
playoff
breakfast
game.
Before they had all day.
Yeah, that's exactly
the
concept.
Hash brown. Sorry, sir. It's 10:30.
Sorry, sir. We burned them all. They're all gone. Walmart or McDonald's drawing a hard line on the breakfast.
It's like that Daniel Tosh joke.
That's
about Make a Wish drawing a hard line on their age.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
That is a good one. As if it were like that. Yeah, it was, a lot of people were happy whenever McDonald's got the all-day breakfast, you know? Mm-hmm. This is what the show is now. We're going to just riff off normal conversation.
Yeah.
McGriddles, those are pretty good.
Sorry, guys.
It's the end of the week. You guys aren't working either. It's 7:30.
It's
like the end of the day.
It's just a rough one. Speaking of which, we got to hit a break.
Yeah, let's get it.
I got to blow my nose again.
We're not even coming back. It's the end of the show.
No, we'll be back.
Are we?
Yeah. Yeah, no, we'll be right back. I want to do some picks and talk about LSU.
All right.
Beat me to some people for a little bit. We'll be right back. Overtime, hour two, rolling right along live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tugger Holt. And here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. as always. Like I said, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, in here with you guys, going up until 8 p.m. Talk a little bit more about these playoff games. Give a little bit of picks, I guess. Maybe talk a little LSU as well. Ooh, maybe a little breaking news. I haven't seen this headline yet. As of 7:16 p.m. I'm foggy brain today,
it's,
man.
Yeah, you know, it's a Friday. It's a rough day of the week, you know.
The NFL,
it's been a long one.
And NFL players' associations have agreed to halt daily COVID-19 testing for unvaccinated players, aligning them with protocols developed last month for vaccinated players and coaches. So I guess they were...
No more daily testing.
I guess they were nervous about...
Missing guys for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Just a couple more weeks anyways.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. Good move. You know, be a real bummer if... you guys ended up, you know, losing like Tannehill or Derrick Henry or something like that.
Play Adrian Peterson.
You would just play at quarterback.
Yeah.
You would have both Derrick Henry and Adrian Peterson on the field. I don't see how you lose a game.
Exactly.
So thank God for the new rules. We get to keep Ryan Tannehill playing.
That'd be a dangerous squad.
I mean, there's nobody, you know, there's nothing stopping you from just going, running the veer.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just going two backs in the backfield.
Derrick Henry can throw the ball.
That too.
Adrian
sure, man.
Peterson knows how to whip it.
Okay. So you have three quarterbacks on the field.
Basically.
You play rugby.
I think the Titans are going to win this weekend. I think they're going to cover the spread. I think the Titans are just the better team coming off rust or rest. You got
Uh-oh.
In my head. I'm
Uh-oh.
I'm so fog brain.
Uh-oh.
I got so much fog brain.
Rusty. The Titans are rusty.
No.
No?
Vrabel coming off rest. I read the stats last week. He's 8-0, or maybe not 8-0, but they're undefeated off of over 8 days of rest, and we got more than 8 days. Yeah, he's 8-0 okay. against the spread and straight up.
We got stainless steals, which you're saying.
29.6.
Doesn't rest.
Points per game, plus 18-point differential coming off of 8 days or more
okay.
of rest. 4-0 following a bye week, 4-0 following Thursday night football.
I hear you.
Give me the Titans. In a route.
You got them in a route. You got them covering the 3.5. I mean, route.
What alternate spread.
What is a route?
7.5.
You're taking 7.5. Okay, you could probably, you know, get some decent odds for that on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Probably check that out. Other people, not Will. You're not allowed.
Yeah.
But,
it sucks when I'm right, too. When I'm wrong, I don't really care, because at least
like,
I know I didn't lose money.
Suckers,
but,
yeah.
But when I'm wrong, or when I'm right, it sucks so much because mm-hmm. I know I could have made a couple dollars.
Yeah, I mean, 3.5 points. I'll go ahead and I'll take the Titans to cover, but I'm going to play the under.
I don't hate that. Titans
game
usually
yeah.
have
Derrick Henry being back. I think that's going to, you know, slow the game down a little bit, especially late. If you guys are trying to kill the clock, I believe you'll be able to. So, yeah, give me Titans to cover, but the under to hit. I think Derrick Henry has himself a nice little return party.
I hope so, man.
But that game, if that Bengals offense is rolling, and if Vrabel doesn't get on to the officials and get on to them early, let them know. Jamar, he's going to push. He's going to push all night. Titans fans, I'm telling you, you're going to rip your hair out on Saturday if he doesn't do it, because Jamar Chase will have at least 3 catches for first downs that will be off of push-offs, probably even a touchdown. So be wary of that. This Cincinnati Bengals team's getting a little bit of preferential treatment around the NFL. They really want
NFL
this Joe
rigged for Cincinnati.
Joe Burrow, you know, the golden child, the new generation. They found their
like
new Patrick
Mahomes.
I feel
like they would want them to suck so they would get rid of him so he can go be good in a place other than
I think the NFL is, you know, they're taking what they'll get. You know? That's the way I see it.
49ers, Packers. I got 49ers plus 5.5 money line, whichever way you want to look at them, and the under.
I was on the Niners. The Niners made me a lot of money this past weekend. No, apparently nobody else saw that coming. I think the Niners have a fantastic running game. I don't know. With the way Aaron Rodgers has been playing, I just don't see. I don't see him being any reason that they lose this game. Devontae Adams is healthy, correct?
I don't know. I just don't. Aaron Rodgers has to have the ball in order to score points, and I think the 49ers are a team that's very good at avoiding giving the opponent the ball.
Sure. Yeah, they. I mean, they do. They force turnovers.
That's why I like the under a lot.
They force a ton of turnovers.
47 is a, I think, a good total, and I like the under in that one.
You like the under in this one? Give. I'll probably just take the Packers to cover. I think we're getting close to Aaron Rodgers making a return appearance. I think it's been a long time, but he's been playing so well that eventually they're just going to break through. I don't think the Niners have the juice this year.
Fair enough.
That's where I'm at. But if they win this football game, I don't know, man.
I don't think
their defense is pretty good.
They're not going to the Super Bowl.
I don't think so either.
I think they got one more big win in them, and then Rams, Buccaneers, one of those two teams.
I'm not going to lie to you, though. My dream Super Bowl is Chiefs, Green Bay.
Really?
Aaron Rodgers versus Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. I want to see that. Well, number one, we've never seen them play against each other ever, because every time the Chiefs or the Chiefs and the Packers have played, one of the other two have been injured. You've never seen them face off.
Or lying.
Yeah. That was why Aaron Rodgers missed. But yeah, I think that's kind of what I'm pulling for a little bit.
Rams Bucks.
Hard not to pick with the head here, or the heart and the brain and the hate.
Yeah.
And I have a great pick on Stafford. You know, I mean, that take just gets better by the day. Tom Brady's old. Defense, you know. But he did play great. Yeah, Tom did play great defense last weekend. So, who knows?
They scored 31 points.
He was doing good, you know. He did all right in the first half. Give me Rams.
Okay.
Rams to win outright.
I like Tom Brady.
Moneyline.
I don't. You can't bet against Tom Brady.
Give me Rams minus 2.5. I'll even slide it. They're going to
slide it all the way.
Yeah, I'm teasing it the other way.
Fair enough. I don't know. You can't. I just don't think you can bet against.
Stafford's playing all right.
They're 7-1 at home this year as well. They play good at home. Home field advantage is a big thing for this
right,
team.
But I mean, it feels good outside the other team too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think you're taking weather almost entirely out of it, unless it starts raining down there, which I don't. I haven't looked at the forecast. I don't know. I think Stafford is he's hungry. Just got his first playoff win.
I just can't trust him, man. Like
You think he's not been there?
This feels like a game where he's gonna just have a Matthew Stafford game where there's a couple of picks or at least one pick six or something like that.
The Bucks defense is good.
Yes, and last week Kyler did a perfect impression of Matt Stafford in a game that Matt Stafford would have by throwing that pick six and a couple other really questionable interceptions.
Sure.
I think Matt Stafford has a Matt Stafford game, but that also
I think
being
Matt Stafford
said,
has a good defense too as well for once.
It's true, but I also do Buccaneers pass defense has been god awful all year long. They've played some very good games every now and then, but they have been towards the bottom of all rankings. I would not be surprised if I'm wrong and this is just a shootout and you just see if Tom Brady can keep his team in the game. I still kind of like the Bucks no matter what happens, but I could be wrong and Matt Stafford have a hell of a game just because that Bucks secondary is terrible.
Yeah, it's not very good.
Whitworth is out. They have some health issues on the offensive line, and I mean Bucks defense line is still pretty damn good.
Yeah, I mean they're pretty stout. They got Vita Vea. He's a stud. He's a scary
ass
man.
Is so big.
He's huge. His whole body is
it's
big.
Crazy.
Yeah, he's a big fella.
We can get to the final game, I guess.
The one that matters the most to me.
I think it's just the most entertaining matchup. It's the perfect matchup.
It definitely is.
The Bills versus the Chiefs in Arrowhead. Chiefs minus 2, over under at 54.
That line has slid. It was Chiefs minus 3, I believe. So that line has slid.
Okay.
So people are betting Bills.
I like the Bills.
Of course you do.
Of
course you like the Bills.
This feels like a good year for the Bills. I don't know how else to explain it to you. This year feels like it's going to be Tom Brady and the Bills, and the Bills are going to be like, finally, Tom Brady out of the AFC, so we finally escaped him, and then he kicks their ass in the Super Bowl. That's what I think is going to happen.
It wouldn't be cool. I wouldn't like that alternate universe. But, God, this game is going to take years off of my life, I think, because I think we're both going to be scoring.
Yeah, I think it's going to hit the over even at 54.
I think the over hits. I think my blood pressure or my heart rate will hit a new personal best.
Has Josh Allen had good games in a row yet this year?
Probably.
He
yeah, they went
very
on a
streaky.
Little. They went on a little.
I guess the beginning of the season when they beat the bad teams.
Right, yeah. That when they had that run early in the season, he was, I mean, he was next level. He was playing out of his mind. He just so happened to be playing against horrible teams, but he was playing really well mm-hmm. against those horrible teams, which included the Chiefs early season. But I'm going to take the Chiefs, just money line. No, give me Chiefs to cover. Whatever That's line, fair. Whatever it's at right now.
I don't know. I feel like Josh Allen might run on y'all. I feel like he's going to find
a way
to
create.
Well, see,
that's the thing is, Spagnuolo doesn't like to adjust ever. He likes to play man coverage on guys who get open in man coverage. He likes to never spy the quarterback. He won't spy Josh Allen. I'll go ahead and tell you. The guy is pretty stupid. I want to hire a new defense coordinator next year. He's not very good at all. But the offense, a lot of the time, can somehow drag along the ghost ship that is our defense and win some games. I think that's what happens on Sunday.
Josh Allen has only had one back-to-back stretch where he threw for over 300 yards this season.
What two teams was that?
He threw 315 against Kansas City on October 10th.
Yep.
And then he threw 353 against the Titans when he threw 47 times in that ball game. The thing is, though, he has not gone this season with more than one game without an interception. He has at least one interception in almost all games with
so he's due.
A couple of zeros, but last week no interceptions. His only back-to-back weeks technically were Jets and then the Patriots last week, but he threw three interceptions against the Falcons. It does seem like he's due for a rough game. I like the over.
We get after quarterbacks too. We'll have him, you know, he'll have to be running outside of the pocket. He does well, you know, throwing on the run, but
he's so good, dude.
He's not bad. He's got a cannon for an arm. He's gritty. He lowers his shoulder when he runs. I like that a lot. I won't like it on Sunday because our linebackers can be a little suspect at times. But it'll be a fun one. It's gonna probably suck. I think the Chiefs win, though, but I think it's going to suck.
It's fair. We do have some breaking news out of the world of Danville.
Danville. Mississippi.
Pennsylvania has four monkeys on the loose after a crash near Danville. The
monkeys.
Crash involving a truck carrying 100 monkeys happened around 3:30 p.m.
100 monkeys?
Friday afternoon.
Who has 100 monkeys?
Truck carrying about 100 monkeys collided with a dump truck along Route 54 just off the interstate. The crash happened around 3:30. Troopers confirmed that four of the monkeys got free. They are now believed to be on the loose somewhere in Danville. They're using a helicopter to search for these primates.
Okay, that's a good move.
I mean,
monkeys move fast.
It's not really like a bad, like, out of 100 monkeys, you only lost four of them. I still think that mission's a success. I would imagine on every single time that you take a truck of 100 monkeys, you lose at least four of them. That would be my expectation. Every time you stop for gas, one gets out.
Yeah, they're curious creatures. You know, they'll find a way out. That's kind of part of the job. They give you a big net and a yellow rain jacket and a hat.
What would you do if you stumbled across these four monkeys?
All together?
You helping them out? Or you loading them in your car?
Four monkeys together, that's dangerous. If it's just one by himself, maybe.
I think one by himself is more dangerous.
You think so?
Yeah, I think.
I don't know. I feel like one starts to attack you, then you got four monkeys attacking you.
I guess.
You know, if one attacks you by himself, you got one monkey attacking you.
That's true.
And monkeys, they go for the eyes, too. You'd have two monkeys holding you down. You'd have one going for the eyes. The other one's giving you a purple nurple or something. Somebody taught the monkeys how to do that. They got thumbs. They could pull that off.
Maybe they'll just like shoot the see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil pose.
That'd
and then
cool.
The other one would just be like
hitting the robot or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe they're cool monkeys is what you're saying. I mean, yeah, if they were cool, maybe I'd chill.
There needs to be more movies with like chimpanzees. This is stars.
They kind of made a bunch of those.
Yeah, I need them
for
back.
like a 2-year stretch, like a Dunstan. Monkey in the hotel movie.
There was a baseball movie with a monkey that apparently had like a really good arm.
Okay. Air Bud.
He almost died because
Air Bud played every sport.
I can't remember. Air Bud was a dog.
But it was animal sports.
Yeah,
movies.
We were talking chimpanzees.
They still connect in the Venn diagram. Same thing. What was the monkey play? Was he a pitcher?
Oh, yeah, he was a pitcher.
He was a monkey pitcher?
He was cold.
Okay.
He was cold, but he almost died. Because he had this one favorite ice cream. It was chocolate-covered frozen bananas, which is like my favorite frozen treat. I love them. No, he breaks into the back of a frozen truck that's like carrying them to a grocery store and then gets locked in and then almost dies.
Oh, wow. I love how those movies always got to sneak in some sort of
And then
this got real out of nowhere.
The guy who is taking care of this monkey sees the banana truck and just like pulls over the banana truck. Like somehow he knew that this monkey was going to be
like,
locked
dude,
in the back of-
I just got to guess. All your ice cream's gone.
Did
the monkey eat the ice cream?
He ate all of it.
That rocks. He deserved it.
Those things
he had a
are
wicked
good,
heater.
You ever had a chocolate covered banana?
I don't think so.
Arguably my favorite snack.
Have you ever had a regular banana?
Literally to start the show.
What? Callback? No way. Listen to the first episode if you have no idea what's going on.
You don't know what a callback means.
Yeah, it was, you know, there's layers to my jokes. Well, you can't
I don't
understand.
Think you know what a joke means.
I don't think you know what a banana is.
Birthday's next. Happy birthday to you. Happy it's time for the birthday game. For the birthday game, as always, people are born and then we talk about them no later and no sooner. Only thing that's different is the names and the day. Tucker, take it away.
All right, we got a decent amount of birthdays today. They're all right. This guy's 45, born in San Diego, California. Born in 1977. 45-year-old TV actor. Became widely known for his roles on Nickelodeon's airwaves on two different shows, two different characters. He was an adult. He studied at an improv and theater at the UC Santa Barbara grounding school. He played the starring role, voice role in the animated series Tough Puppy. He co-starred alongside Jeanette McCurdy in a Nickelodeon TV show.
Is that Jerry Traynor?
It's Jerry Traynor. He was Crazy Steve and Spencer. It's his birthday. Happy birthday to that guy. The next birthday.
iCarly's a good show.
It was pretty good. It was all right. You know? I like to think that's why we're here right now.
You seem like a Zoe 101 guy.
I was a big Zoe 101 guy. I was real mad that she got pregnant. Yeah. And they canceled the show.
You know they wrote death threats to that baby for like years?
I apologized for that. Okay, that's in the past.
I called the cops. When I get off the cuff.
When I get loose. When I get you know.
That's what a callback is. You can't just say banana.
59 years old, born in Lagos, Nigeria, a basketball player.
Bobo.
An NBA center who was named Finals MVP.
His birthday just recently, though.
This guy is 59. An NBA center was named Finals MVP.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
It is Hakeem Olajuwon. It's his birthday. Happy birthday to that guy. 59. Almost 60. That's all the birthdays for today.
Really?
Tomorrow, Columbus, Ohio. 53 years old. A chef. Famous chef. Television personality. Author.
Gordon Ramsay.
Chef. No.
I just thought it'd be really funny if Gordon Ramsay was from Columbus, Ohio all this time.
That would be pretty cool. After graduating from UNLV. Nope. He worked as a product developer for Stouffer's Frozen Foods and managed chain stores in Long Beach, California. He married Lori in 95. The couple have two sons, Hunter and Ryder.
Is it Guy Fieri?
It's Guy Fieri.
No, no, he's from Columbus.
Ryder Fieri. Good name for the kid. Columbus, yeah. I'm surprised Folky doesn't talk about Guy Fieri more.
He needs to more.
I feel like he might actually talk about Guy Fieri a lot. Maybe that's why.
I've never heard him talk about Guy Fieri.
Maybe it's you.
I love
maybe
Guy
you
Fieri.
Talk about
I
Guy
love,
Fieri.
I talk about him all the time.
Yeah, you're a big fan.
My inspo.
For everything?
Just life.
Okay.
Sometimes you just got to live life like it's Flavortown, baby.
I understand. I hear you. This next guy, hopefully.
Should I bleach my tips?
Your tips are a little far away from your head nowadays.
Don't matter.
You going to bleach them still?
Should I dye my hair?
To what color?
Don't matter. No.
I'm looking at you. Nah, I'm trying to think of a color. Hold on. Maybe like you go full like Psycho, you go purple.
No, I like was thinking Joker. More like Silver Fox.
You go Silver Fox, like that guy in Lord of the Rings.
Sure, never seen it.
Okay, like Anderson Cooper, but long.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right, that would be, you know, some people might
just
think
be long, straight Anderson Cooper.
I think you would immediately get mistaken for a 68-year-old man.
Really?
Yeah. Because you're,
I'd like that.
You know, you're not real big, so they could just be like, well, maybe he's just old and
brittle,
small.
Yeah.
They would just what they would think.
Makes sense.
Out of nowhere. That would be the only way they would be able to make their, like, his hair's gray. I think he's old or just got gray hair. I'm like, no, that guy is 68 years old. We could trick some people. It'd be funny. Give you a cane.
Yeah.
You know, you add a little wobble to your walk.
I do look 12 in the face.
Right, but with gray hair, I think people look past
yeah,
it.
Yeah, fair.
You know, you can trick people to whatever you want.
It's fair.
Like that guy who said people aren't real, and he walks in and said, talks about Danny DeVito's OnlyFans, tells him to have a great Monday, walks outside and says, I've never been in there in my life. I didn't give him anything, and it's a Wednesday. And the people just play along. No? Okay. Anyways, 34 years old. New Rochelle, New York. A football player. An NFL football player. A former NFL running back who helped lead the Baltimore Ravens to a Super Bowl title in 2013. He rushed for over 1,000 yards for a straight year. It is Ray Rice. It's Ray Rice's birthday. I'm not saying happy birthday to him.
I was going to say, hope he lives on hope he lives on the first floor nowadays. You know what I mean?
Good move.
Hope he's a lobby guy.
It'd be a good life change for him. Stairwell.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
I mean, he was pretty active, but take the stairs.
Take the stairs, buddy. Be fun. 28 years old, Dallas, Texas.
I must hate escalators. Too open.
Pretty much the same thing. Yeah.
Ray Rice gets pissed off every time he sees a glass elevator.
For sure.
It's like, ah.
It's like, well, what's the point of that? 28 years old, Dallas, Texas. A football player again. A wide receiver and a return man who was selected in the third round of the 2015 NFL draft.
That's recent.
I'm not going to give away the team yet. He spent his college career with Stanford from 2011 to 2014, recording 172 receptions for 21.
It's not Christian McCaffrey, is it?
Nope, 2,125 yards, nope. He played high school football at St. Mark's School of Texas.
You're going to have to just give me the NFL team.
The Packers.
They have like a designated return guy?
They're a return guy. In 2013, he was an All-American as a return man. He's decent in Green Bay.
I don't know.
TM?
No.
Ty Montgomery?
No.
You don't know who Ty Montgomery is?
I recognize the name, barely.
Bummer. You know who this guy is, I think. 33, Buffalo, New York. A notorious NBA basketball player who was drafted first overall in 2007 ahead of superstar Kevin Durant. He is considered one of the worst draft picks in NBA history and announced retirement in 2016.
Greg Oden?
It's Greg Oden. Greg Oden's birthday today.
That's someone Folky talks about a lot.
Which, I mean, not a good thing, right?
No.
He's bad.
He played good at Ohio State, though.
Was he good at Ohio State?
Didn't win anything, but yeah, he was good.
They didn't win anything at all?
They lost to Florida.
Is that the Joakim Noah team?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
A lot of people lost to that team, though. You know? Can't be too upset with that. Birthdays were pretty bad today, man.
Nothing on Sunday?
You weren't considerably jazzed about, you know, some of the people. And I can't blame you. No, I'm getting the ones on Sunday.
Oh, good word.
I'm getting the ones on Sunday.
I'm just not particularly jazzed.
Yeah, it's been a long week, man, as I've said a few times. You know, it's been hard. This guy's 26, Wichita Falls, Texas. He's a quarterback who won a college football national championship in 2015. He was considered a Heisman Trophy candidate early in the season before breaking his ankle in a game against their rival. In 2014, he set a school record by scoring 45 touchdowns in a single season. He was a backup quarterback at his school until the starting quarterback went down with an injury, and he stepped in.
DeAndre Francois?
Nope, he was in the Big Ten. He went to Ohio State.
Cardale Jones?
Nope.
JT Barrett?
It was JT Barrett's birthday on Sunday. happy early birthday, JT. You deserved it, buddy. You know, it's a great name.
It's okay.
It's all right. You know, I've heard better. You know what is a good name? This guy died age 56 on October 8th, 1793. He was born this coming Sunday in 1737 in Braintree, Massachusetts.
Founding father?
He's a politician.
John Adams?
Nope, he was a founding father.
Sam Adams?
A prominent patriot of the American Revolution.
John Hancock?
It's John Hancock. That's a great name right there, brother.
That is a good one.
It's a good one. He put it biggest on the document, you know? You think the guys were pretty pissed about that?
No, they probably were laughing.
You thought it was funny?
It
yeah. Okay. That'll show him.
Huzzah, Mr. What if John, was, you really did it this
yeah,
time.
Yeah, what if that was the whole thing? What if his name was like John, you know, Hansen? And they were, he's like, no, I'm going to sign it different. The king will have no idea. It'll be the biggest word on the page.
Who's this John Hand Penis I'm hearing about?
Who is this fella over the pond? He sticks his thumb in the air at me. Or whatever, they you know, the thumb, the nose. That's funny.
I think it was biting the thumb, is what you're
saying. It's called biting? That's not best.
Oh, no, he, but that's a thing.
You bite a thumb, too?
You can suck on it, too.
You can suck on thumbs. A lot of people suck on thumbs, their own thumbs, for a long time. Sometimes they do it so much
I'm
it messes their
though.
Teeth up.
I'm different, though. I like sucking on other people's thumbs.
Sometimes you just need a little, you know, a little companionship. A little friendship.
Oh, I think that might be the most heinous crime you can commit. Just sucking on random people's thumbs.
Yeah, putting
I think
any...
I that's worse than murder.
Yeah. Someone started sucking on my thumb? What do you do? Exactly. Do you just grab their lower jaw and just start shaking their head violently?
I think you gotta let them suck.
No.
You got caught lacking.
No.
You can't have your thumbs exposed not expect someone to pop
that
in
That is
their
anarchy.
Mouth.
If you just get caught, you can't just submit.
Why does our best bit come with 2 minutes left
in
the
know,
show?
I don't know, man. That's how stupid we are.
Maybe it's not the best bit, but
it's
I thought
not.
That was funny.
It's pretty funny, don't though. Go suck on a stranger's thumb.
Protect your thumbs.
Once you get it, they can't stop you, says Will.
See you guys on Monday,
I guess. Love you guys. Be safe.
Go Titans.
Go Chiefs.
Hey.